Almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To our preachers and deacons and trustees and to all of God's children, again we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We thank God for our mail course. Hallelujah. Still have room for some more up there. And I want to tell you this, men, everybody, but do for Jesus while you can. I know everybody can't sing, but you can make a number anyway, and do all you can while you can on this side. And God got a blessing for all of us. Use what he give you. Ain't that right? Yeah, it's good to be used by God. You have to be used by God. Still in our series, The God Who Needs Nothing, number 145 is He Needs Nothing. He Needs Nothing. I dare you to get by yourself in prayer. I dare you, I'm double dog dare you, to get by yourself and just meditate on this subject. You'll start seeing yourself. I dare you to do it. I dare you. Just meditate on this subject, the God who needs nothing. I dare you to get by yourself and just meditate on it. You'll see yourself. You got to see Jesus before you see yourself. When you see yourself, it make you get more humble. You'll see that I can't do nothing without Jesus. Not nothing. I can't move a finger except he allowed me to move it. Bless his holy name. I mean, I can't get off it. He got me on salvation. And he's a good God. That's what he come here for, to help us. If anybody can help us, it's Jesus. Things are happening now, knocking us off our feet. And yet we haven't seen nothing yet in these last and evil days. And we there in these last and evil days. Look at John 10 and 10 again. And we stopped off and then we're going to John 3:16. And then 1 John 3 and 8, but John 10 and 10. I just want to listen. John 10 and 10. A lot of us familiar with it. John 10 and 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. Yeah. Thank God he wasn't too talking. Thank you. I am come, said Jesus, that they might have life. And that they might have it more abundantly. More abundantly. Why, Jesus? Because I'm the good shepherd. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd lay down his life for the sheep. I don't run. I lay down my life. If I got to die for my sheep, he died for the sheep. Bless his holy name. Look at John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have the everlasting life. I got another strip, if you will. 1 John 3:8. 1 John 3:8. He that committed sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God, everybody say the Son of God, was manifested, that he might destroy the works. Everybody say destroy the work of the devil. When you get to listen at what Jesus come here for, it almost will make you bow down in your own self. We read John 3:16 too fast. You ought to take time and meditate on it. For God so loved sinners that he gave his only begotten Son, just to save sinners.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Could nobody else do it? Nobody. Nobody else in heaven could do it but my Son. Myself, Gabriel, he couldn't do it. But I sent my only Son. The fixed thing for mankind.
Yeah, yeah.
I said the fixed thing for mankind. And my sister and brothers, there's many ways that we can go to different places in this world. But heaven have only one way. One door. And that way is Jesus Christ. And I've been searching through the Bible. You have too. And I find out there are no shortcuts. And no byways to get there. You must go through Jesus. It's not like if I am mad with Jesus and I can go another way or through another door. But God, everybody said, but God. But God has fixed it, and can't nobody or nothing unfix it. It's his way or no other way. And my brother and sister, always remember that Jesus came in this sinful world to destroy the root and the plant of the devil.
Right.
Lord Almighty. The devil is the root and the plant of all sin and evil. He loved his sinful work and he enjoyed doing it. His sinful work. But he is no match with Jesus. Say, he no match with Jesus. Say, he a bad joker, but he no match with Jesus. And if you have noticed, if you study your Bible, if you will just notice, Jesus is man last and only hope to miss hell.
That's right. That's right.
Don't take that lightly now.
All
right. See, he is the free ticket to heaven.
Yeah.
I get happy thinking about it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I picked up my ticket.
All
right. Watch this now. Man's soul is very, very important to God. Bless his holy name. What God have to do to get your attention? The one that not saved. God Almighty. He come all the way down here to save man, poor soul. Can't nobody do it. But Jesus. Gabe wasn't good enough. Michael wasn't good enough. Nobody but his only begotten son. God Almighty. He come to save poor souls.
Yes, sir.
Now, listen at me good.
Yes, sir.
If you're not saved, your soul is poor. If you're not saved, that mean God got me on this series. And a lot of folks that sometimes come to church not saved.
Right.
I'm just stopping by. I'm just going by the church and I'm just going to please my mom. I'm going to please my dad. All that kind of junk. Tired of word me to death. But you got to get saved if you want to go to heaven when you die.
Right.
Yes. We need to stop fooling ourselves. And my brother and sister, watch this. This is very important what I'm finna say now. Physical healing is secondary to spiritual healing.
Yes.
And Jesus' main purpose and mission for coming into this sinful world to save lost souls.
Yes,
everything else is what? Secondary. Jesus didn't come here to save no money. He didn't come here to save no houses. He didn't come here to save no land, but man's soul. The soul is the life of the man. Oh, boy. Boy, you try to get the thing plain and simple. Try to make it so simple. Oh, you can through the power of the Holy Ghost. The soul, everybody say soul.
Soul.
Is the life of the man.
Yes,
I don't see your soul. You don't see mine.
Amen.
My soul is come up in this dead body.
Yeah.
Jesus come to save our what? Soul. Lord Almighty. Paul, read Mark for me. 6:8 and 36 through 38. Got to have scripture. Let it speak for itself. And I'm walking just putting on. I'm putting on nothing. And listen at the word of God.
For what shall it profit a man?
You don't heard it so many times.
If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul.
Think about it.
What shall a man give in exchange for his soul?
God Almighty.
Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed.
God Almighty.
When he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
So many folks turn down salvation because of shame. Shame. See, you got to know how important the thing is. We take Jesus so lightly. We take his word so lightly. That's really got me on salvation. We take it lightly. We don't hear it so much, we don't got a part of us, but we don't pay it no attention. I was talking to some of my preachers this morning. I said, I dare you just meditate.
Come on now.
Get by yourself.
Yeah.
And just meditate.
Yeah.
And see what the Lord done for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to meditate on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't just read it and just gospel a little word. I dare you to just meditate on
yes,
it.
Sir.
To see what he went through for us.
Yes, sir.
To save our sinful soul.
Yes. Amen.
Take it lightly.
Yes, sir.
Now, heard John 3:16 so much
yeah.
until we don't pay it no attention.
Yes, sir.
It's very, very important to a lost soul.
Yes,
always remember that man life can't never stop existing. Oh, I must. Just that what years ago I had to learn. Man's soul never stop existing. Never. Think now. So take your time, Walker. See, you got to think. We put all the attention on our bodies. But we don't pay no attention to our soul.
Amen. Yes.
Some people don't really understand it. I'm trying to break it down so plain. To let you know, you can never stop existing. Your soul don't live somewhere forever. You got to understand it. We miss it. He dead. His body dead. But his soul still existing. What we miss is just right here. When God said, when he breathed into man's nostril, he became a what? A living soul. That means keep on what? Living. Can't never stop what? Living. God can't never stop existing. He breathed into man's nostrils. Not the chicken, not the hog, not the dog. It was special for man. Because it was in his image and after his likeness. Kill a chicken and we eat them up. Men go hunt for deals and things. If they had souls, it'd be a sin.
All right.
They have a soul, but not what? A living soul. Don't have a living soul. You don't see me, you see my house I live in. If that's the house of this tabernacle was dissolved, I got a what? Another building. Not made with hand, but what? Eternal in the heaven. I got another house.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got another house. I'm trying to help somebody. And y'all better listen at me. When you really saved, you have joy in your heart. I mean it now. I don't know about nobody else. But dying don't bother me. Dying doesn't scare me.
That's right.
I know where I'm going when I leave here. He can come get me when he feels like it. That's his business. Because I know where I'm going. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I come again. But the soul going to keep on what? Living. God Almighty. Soul. God in the soul business. Satan in the soul business. Now, y'all listen to this real good. Those who may not be saved. I'm on the radio everywhere. I hope to help somebody. But just listen at this right here. Listen at this right here. A man will go 1,000 miles to get his body here. And won't go 1 foot to get his soul here. Go 1,000 miles. I heard they healed tonight. I heard a doctor down there. And then, where I heard you? Well, I heard about 900 miles. For this body, you sure go? Would y'all take me? I'll kick you. But what about the soul? Even in your mouth, if you just confess it, the Bible shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. But he won't go 1 ounce to save his soul. But 1,000 miles. To save his body.
You're right.
The devil, how he deceived folks. He done missed that soul. You're going to live in what? Soul. God Almighty, a living soul. Paul read Romans 10, 8 and 10. Say, take your time, Walker.
But what saying it?
Yeah.
The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth,
yeah,
and in thy heart.
Yeah.
That is the word of faith which we preach.
God Almighty.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
He ain't got to take a step. Even in thy mouth, in thy heart. Y'all see how easy it is? But he'll go to all kind of doctors. He'll go this, he'll go that, there. But what about the soul?
Yes, sir.
The body gonna die. But your soul can't never stop existing. Because it is in the image and the likeness of God. And man, let the devil jive him out of this gift that God gave us by being deceiving folks. God Almighty, he come to save souls. You got one more voice?
Yes, sir.
Read it, Paul.
For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Now listen to that. Look how simple it is. It's so simple, John, until folk won't believe it.
Amen.
So simple.
Well.
Until folks won't believe it.
Yes, sir.
If I just confess with my mouth, yes. And believe in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, I will be saved. Yes. That easy? Yes. How much I'm going to pay for it? Nothing. Where you going? To heaven. You can't go to Birmingham on a bus for nothing. I'm going to take you all the way to heaven.
Just confess it and believe it. With no charge nowhere. And I don't got to a point now where some folks just don't want to be saved. Why, Reverend Walker? Because they won't believe. Simply won't believe. And preachers don't preach on salvation too much now.
You're right.
Oh, boy. And young folk need to know about it. Some old folk need to know about it. But some old folk just won't give in. It's just that easy to be saved. Your soul got to be healed. You'll go anywhere to get your body healed. Pay all kind of money to get it healed. But when it comes down to your soul, we forget it. God Almighty. Read Revelation, Paul. 3:20. Folks got to get this stuff. I'm telling you the truth, y'all. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. I'm trying to help you. You just feel so much better when you know you're saved.
Amen. 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 Yes, sir.
You know where you're going when you die. Just coming to a church. The devil come to a church. He does them this service.
That's right. Right.
Amen. And that's what we look at. Just going to a building. That's not salvation. Going to a local seminary is not salvation. Salvation, you have to receive it in your heart and confess it with your mouth. Me, I'm not ashamed of him. He wasn't ashamed when he hung out on his cross for our sin. Don't be ashamed to call his name. Oh, boy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen at that thing.
Yes, sir.
Behold.
Listen.
I stand at the door and knock.
God Almighty.
If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me.
Right now, on radio, wherever you may be, if somebody hit your heart,
all right,
the door of your heart, now you know it, I'm not, see, nobody know it but you in God, see, and you know it's God,
right,
and you won't let him in, God Almighty, he will come in and suck with you.
Yes, he will.
I'm not coming and hitting you side the head and beating on why you took so long. You old scoundrel, you know. I'm not doing that.
All right.
I'm coming in and sup with you.
Thank you, Lord.
We're going to have a time together.
All right, sir.
Sometimes the old sister boy, they get the Holy Ghost, get a hold of them, they get to moving about, you know, something. If you ain't got to move, you ain't got to do nothing but accept him.
Yes, sir.
See, we saved by faith, not how you feel.
Yeah.
The devil can make you feel good.
Yeah.
If I give you feeling bad right now, I give you $1,000. Hallelujah! That make you feel good.
Well, yes.
You may get a shout, folks may have a hold you, but it's not the feel.
Yes, sir.
It ain't the feel.
It's not the feel.
No, sir.
It's faith.
Yeah. That's it.
Take this. It's just that simple. You may not move. Salvation is just that simple. You may not say nothing. Salvation is just that simple. I just received it. I'm going to stick with it.
Yes, sir.
How you make it plant, but Pippin, you go tell somebody, I gave my life to Jesus. is taking root.
Yes.
Tell somebody, I gave my life to Jesus and I'm saved. It's taking root down in you. The more you talk about it, the deeper it get in you.
Yes.
It's a faith walk, not a fear walk, a faith walk. The devil can come shouting. Sometimes he put on like that all the time. And then, and folks shouting. Old folks ain't shouting like they used to, but old folks shout. I mean, turn the flip and don't even get hurt. Something strange about it. I'm not boasting what I'm finna say now. We were having the Bible down in Mount Heber. I wasn't preaching then. I was a deacon then. And I got through praying. I was praying. And when I was praying, I got so happy. I'm not boasting now. I'm trying to show you something. I got so happy. Hey, Cain bottom chills then.
Yes,
sir. Cain bottom chills. And young folk know what Cain bottom chills is. But I jumped up. I got so happy. I jumped up. And when I jumped up, my back come down on them, the bottom, the top of that chair,
yes,
just like that.
Yes.
Folks thought they had broke my back.
Yes.
I didn't see you nothing.
See it, bro.
I'm not boasting.
Yes,
I ain't got nothing to boast about.
Yes, sir.
But all I'm trying to get you to see, it's not a fear.
Yes,
it's a faith walk.
Yes.
I received it. You got it. You may not never jump, but you got it.
Yeah.
You just stick with it.
Yeah.
When the devil come to you, say, you ain't got nothing. You're lost. Say, you might as well forget it.
Yeah.
You just keep on confessing it.
Yeah.
It take root down in your heart.
Yeah.
You ain't going to doubt it nowhere you go.
Yeah.
When it get root, the devil might as well go home somewhere.
Yeah. That's right.
It's a faith walk. Not a fear walk. You may not never fear nothing, but I know I'm saved. Saved. And my brother and sister, everything or anything that don't sound good to you, sometimes you think it's bad, in a sense.
Well.
What is salvation? What is that? Don't sound. What is salvation? Salvation, it means I don't got you. Can I put it like I want to please in?
Yes, sir.
I don't got your soul out the devil's hand.
All right.
And put it over in Jesus' hand.
Yes, Lord.
The devil was controlling me because I wasn't saved. The devil said, go steal that cake. I ain't going to steal nothing. My mama told me not to steal. Go steal that cake. You don't tell me what to do. Watch this now. I know I may sound funny, but watch this. Now, so watch this. But he ain't got no power.
That's right.
See, when you get saved, you got power over the devil. You can tell the devil, get behind thee, Satan. But when you ain't got no power, you got to do everything the devil tell you. I ain't going to do that. Get yourself down there and do it. Because you ain't got no what? Power. But when you got power on the inside, you can rebuke that scoundrel in the name of Jesus. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus, Satan. Get me behind me. In the name. I'm got to say something about the name, see. He can't stand that what?
Name.
That's right.
Well, I get happy thinking about the name.
Yes, sir.
Something about that
name.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on. Something about that name. In the soul business, God in the soul business. And my brother and sister, salvation is important. If a God, let me put it, if a God, if A God can die when he get ready. Stay dead as long as he want to. Get up when he feel like it. Tell me what he really need with us. He love us so.
Yes, sir.
Don't nobody tell God what to do. God doesn't have no counsel nowhere. God Almighty. God is God by himself.
Yes, sir.
And he needs nobody else. He in charge of everything. Everybody say thing. He in charge of everything. And I mean everything. And my brother and sister, I said he can die when he feel like it. Now you know he got to be something. Somebody who can die when they feel like it. Stay long if you want to be dead. That's up. That blow our mind, doesn't it, boy? Lord have mercy. And my brothers and sisters, these three verses that I read show us who in authority of this world and the world to come. God have fixed it that man can make his choice who he gonna live with forever. I said he have what? Fixed it. That man can make a choice who he gonna live with forever. And guess what? You got to make it on this side of life. You don't make this decision when you die. You got to do it before you die. And a lot of folks, the devil comes and tell you, oh, you're dead and over. You're not over. You can never stop existing, brothers and sisters. Oh, boy. Stop letting the devil deceive you. Oh, boy. You've got to keep on existing because we in the image and likeness of God. That soul got to keep on living.
Yes, sir.
God didn't come just die for your body. He come to die for your what? Soul. And if your soul be saved, I'm going to give you a new body. The Bible says when we see Jesus, we will be like Jesus. He had a glorified body. See, one day the saint going to have a what? A body that never gets sick.
Right.
Never get tired.
Right.
No more pain.
Yeah.
Nothing but joy and peace.
Yeah.
We're going to get another body.
Right.
But our soul will be saved. Because we gave our life to Jesus on this side. That's his holy name. And can't nobody, everybody say nobody.
Nobody.
Can't nobody or nothing can talk like this and get away with it but God. This big time talk. He God alone. And he need nobody. He God by himself. Look at the name and say he God by himself. Lord have mercy. And my brother and sister, we stopped off on last Sunday. Telling you the most valuable thing that a person can ever have on this earth is salvation. But man value God's salvation as a little or nothing. And my brother and sister, it's the best thing and cost God all he has. God gave his best up for us. God want man to see and know what he gave up to save his lost soul from hell. Everybody say hell.
Yeah.
Because God loved man so. God Almighty. God so loved the world. kind of like a voice everybody know round about in church. But we pay it lightly. God's soul, you can't do nothing with that soul. I love you so. We say I love you so and don't do nothing, but God so love.
All right.
That he done so.
Right,
he gave his only begotten son that whosoever, I don't care who you are, white, black, green, yellow, whosoever, fat, little, whatever, whosoever believeth in Jesus,
yes,
shall have everlasting life. Folk miss that.
Yes, sir.
See, a lot of folks look at the devil and say, it's just your body. Everybody die. Uh-uh. He dealing with your what? Soul. Your soul. That will make the body lay there because the soul is not in there. If I die right now, God's going to call this soul out of this body.
Right.
And that body go back where it come from. Soul. God died for men's what? Soul. God Almighty. My soul. I got a living soul. And my brother and sister, notice Jesus. He did not say that he have come to destroy what the old prophets and things said. I come to fulfill. I come to complete what they said. This Jesus talks. See, I come to not to destroy what they said, but what? To complete what they said. And my brothers and sisters, I know that you are saved, some of you. I hope everybody say, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
Say it again. Say, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
Thank God for that. Sound like everybody say he's saved. I hope God you're saved, you know. But God gave me this message to talk to somebody, maybe on radio. I don't know where it is. But God said that if I save a man, not the matter that I don't love everybody, but this the one who heard my prayer, this the one who believed in me, is for everybody whosoever will, let him come. And I would turn no man away if he come at me. You can't beat that nowhere. Now watch this now. What God need with me? Think now. What God need with me? I made you. You didn't make me. Now what he need with me? What he need with you? Can he do without me? Think about it. Think about it now. See, I come to help you. In a sense, you can't come to help me. I'm going to give you strength to help me if you're going to help me. But I really don't need you. Because I love your soul. I create you. And you allow the devil to mess you up. He did mess Adam up, didn't he? That same devil that messed Adam up, he's still alive right now. He's still messing up folk by the million right now. Putting doubts in their mind. Won't believe the word of God. He putting doubts in folks' mind. Don't pay no attention to that preacher. Yeah. God's so look. Don't pay up any attention. Oh, you better pay some attention. This the gospel of Jesus Christ. He come to help us. And we got to understand that he come to help us. And my brother and sister, God want man to see and know what he gave up to save a lost soul. John 3:16, I already read that. Watch this now. My calling by God is to go and tell the world about Jesus. Not by Reverend Walker. Don't tell the world about New Bethlehem, but my job, that's my call. I don't know the preacher calling. Mine is to go tell the world about Jesus. God Almighty. And I'm going to talk about him till he called me home. I love to talk about him. That's my job. is to tell the world about Jesus Christ. Bless his holy name. He is a good God to all of us. And he come to save whosoever will. Let him what? Come. Let him come. He don't care who you are. He don't care what you done. He don't care how bad you think you ought to be. But boy, but when Jesus come in your life, I just look around and folks doing everything now. And first thing, they want to check his brains out and see how he done this. Why? Don't kill 1,000 folk or 10 folk. Let's check your brains out, see what happened. No, check his heart out. See, God not in the heart. No, they won't check everything out but the heart. Yeah. But God trying to help America. Yeah. I know he's trying to help. I live in America. He's trying to help America. Yeah. I'm keep on telling y'all, you may call me what you want to call me, but we haven't seen nothing yet. Yeah. Yeah. I promise you. Yeah. What you trying to say, Reverend Walker? You got to make sure you say the killing that you see going on, it can happen anywhere. Yeah. If they don't care nothing about the church, you're no good where, they don't care about nowhere else. You ain't safe nowhere you go with your body. Make sure your soul is saved. You can't protect yourself. God is the only somebody that can protect you. When your soul is saved, you can't lose nowhere you go. I'm going on y'all. They got a lot of security guards. Security guards. They have brains too. That the devil mess up. The devil can get him to shoot guns, kill up everybody. The security guard.
Yes.
All this killing comes from one reason: is the devil get in their hearts and in their minds. Kill all these folks. Now I'm gonna carry you to the hospital to check on your brains. You ought to check it hard out.
Amen.
Man with good sense ought to undo this, but what did the devil care about you got good sense?
All right. That's right, Pastor.
Yes, sir. Take your time.
He ain't got no Jesus.
That's it.
Oh. Yes. This is Catalog number 1747.
If a man don't have Jesus, he'll do anything. Because he can't help himself. Don't mess with the devil by myself. You don't mess with the devil by yourself. But I got the what? Name of Jesus.
Yes, I will.
Thank you. Let me, I'm not boasting y'all.
Yes,
and when the devil come at you,
yes,
he finna hit you, but he saw Jesus' name.
Yes,
he wanted to kill you, but he had to back up.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Let me say something, y'all. No, yes. Y'all didn't let me say something. You know, the devil got demons too. And just let me say it, y'all. Let me say it. Y'all know I'm half crazy in a way, but let me say it. The devil has this little teen out there and a little rookies, you know. and they go get messing with somebody who got the blood of Jesus on them. And they get to messing around with him and mess by him. He rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Boy, they fell. Went back to the devil. And Master, you know, we went over there and met with that fella. He called Jesus' name. We had to move. The devil said, come and let me school y'all crazy folks. When you see that name, I said, when you. I'm got y'all. I see right now I'm got to school y'all little young devils. I'm got to school y'all little young demons out there. See, when you see the name Jesus, you leave that person alone. Because you can't do nothing. You got to get permission. You have to talk to God before you mess with him. You got to talk to God before you trick him. That's my child. That's my son. Sometimes the little rookie demons, everybody know they got to recognize Jesus. Everything got to recognize Jesus. And one day, every knee got to bow to him. Every to him, got to confess to him. Whether they want to or not, they got to bow. Got to bow. Every tongue got to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To give glory to God. He's a great God. And my brother and sister, Jesus didn't say that he have come to destroy again the whole preachers. I come to fulfill. I come to get rid of the devil. What the old prophets have said and written, I come to fulfill that. God Almighty. Paul, right quick, read that for me. John 8:51-59. You read it kind of fast. Hallelujah.
Verily, verily, I say unto you, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, now we know that thou hast a devil. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou said, if a man keep my saying, he shall never see, never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, which is dead? And the prophets are dead, who makest thou thyself?
Yeah.
Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom ye say that he is your God. Yet ye have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. But I know him and keep his saying. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Bless his holy name. That's where you need to get to know him. I said, not of him, but you need what? Get to know him. Before Abraham was, I am. You just don't know me. I am. The devil know me. Talk to your boss. Oh, God said, I'm the word of God. And everybody got to move on the word of God. Paul, right quick, read John 1:5, 1-6 for me, 1-5, John 1, bless his holy name. Well, I wish I had some more time.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
Now, right quick, I want you to read John 14:1-6. Then we're finna close. John 14:1-6.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Yes, sir.
If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me.
He the only way to get there. Only way. No other way to go to God but through Jesus Christ. And we finna close. And I was studying and I thought about Mary. Mary had the one who made the world. Can I say it like this, y'all? She had the one who made the world in her stomach. But she didn't know it. In her stomach. The one who made the world in her stomach. It's strange about this thing. How in the world this can happen? He made me, now I got him in my stomach. When my wife was pregnant, hallelujah. Back now, but I said it. Bless y'all. But watch this now. Watch this now. But I'm going to say it. Watch this now. Watch this. That when y'all pregnant, sometimes you have headaches. You throw up. You get sick. But here, Jesus. She had the doctor in her stomach. She never had a headache. She didn't have stomach ache. Her bone never ached because the doctor was in her stomach. She didn't have hot flashes. The doctor was in her stomach. He God by himself. He need nobody else. That same Jesus that died on the cross. Died until he wanted to die. Got up when he wanted to get up. But early Sunday morning. Need to know who he is. Ain't that right, bro? Like you got it, boy. I mean it, boy. It's something about him on the inside of him. He makes you why you can't help yourself. Hey, ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Let us all stand. Those are the churches open. If you need Jesus, don't walk out here lost. Long you're saved, fine, but don't walk out without Jesus. Please don't. He come to save you. If anybody loved you, Jesus loved you. He proved it when he died on the cross and got up early Sunday morning. He's alive. I said he's alive. I said he is alive. He lives. He lives. He lives. He still lives. Died, but still lives. I know he lives. I know he lives. And God has it so simple. If anybody go to hell, they going because they want to go. When Jesus done fixed it so plain and simple. If a man just have faith in what I done on that cross, died, buried, rose, I died for your sin. That's what you got to realize. See, I died for your sin. Because I died and got up again. Now, your sins are clean, in a sense. You clean, because you mine. When you believe that he got up with all power in his hand. I don't care what you done doing, I don't care how bad you think you are. God will save you. Always remember this now. If you don't remember nothing else, I don't care how bad you think you are. You can't do nothing with the devil by yourself. All this killing going on, if you don't have Jesus, you may do anything. I said, you may do anything without Jesus. He don't want to keep up. You can't keep yourself. Coming to church, just don't keep it. If you're not saved, that's not saved. That's not being saved to come to church. I said, the devil sleep in church. He doesn't miss church. But when you got Jesus, the devil got power over you. I mean, the devil don't have power over you. But when you doubt Jesus, he'll make you do anything, crazy thing. You'll wonder, why did I do this? Because the devil have control of you. I mean it. See, we don't match with the devil by ourselves. That means we need Jesus. That means folks doing things because the devil make them do it. Don't need to go to the hospital. They need to get boned again. Checking their brains out? No. They need to get born again. And you protect it. Your soul is protected from the devil. Hallelujah. Will there be one who will give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? You may come now. Anyone will give your life to Christ?